United States.
Working and race. Colouring in. A trio of labour economists suggests that effort at work is correlated with race.
Given the long history of making racial slurs about the efforts of some workers, any study casting black and Hispanic men as lazier than whites and Asians is sure to court controversy. A provocative new working paper by economists Daniel Hammamesh, Katie Janadic and Michael Berder sticks a tentative toe into these murky waters. They suggest that America's well-documented racial wage gap is overstated by 10% because minorities, especially men, spend larger portions of their work days not actually working. After rejecting a number of plausible explanations for why this might be, the authors finally attribute the discrepancy to unexplained cultural differences. Acutely aware of the sensitivity of these findings, the professors delayed publication until after the presidential election. I knew full well that Trump and his minions would use it as a propaganda piece, says Mr. Hammamesh, a colourful and respected Labour economist. The paper may yet be seized on by those who are keen to root out political correctness and are perennially unhappy with current anti-discrimination laws. The study's method is straightforward. The data come from nearly 36,000 daily diaries, self-reporting on how Americans spent their working hours, collected from 2003 to 2012. Relying on the assumption that workers are equally honest in admitting sloth, the authors calculate the fraction of time spent not working while on the job, spent relaxing or eating, say, and find that it varies by race to a small but statistically significant degree. The gap remains, albeit in weaker form, even with the addition of extensive controls for geography, industry, and union status, among others. Non-white male workers spend an additional 1.1% of the day not working while on the job, or an extra 5 minutes per day.